Apple says it sold more than 5 million iPhone 5s in the 3 days since its launch, fewer than analysts had expected. The phone went on sale in the U.S., Germany, France, Japan, and 5 other nations.
The sales tally is a record for any phone, but it beats last year's iPhone 4S launch only by a small margin. Apple said then that it sold 4 million phones in the first 3 days. Dimitri gets on Skype to talk to Spanky of the Data Doctors about his experience with his new iPhone 5.
The screen size, everyone's thrilled that there's finally a bigger screen, but the big complaint from a lot of users is the battery life.
What happened there?
The battery issue in and of itself doesn't occur if you set it up as a new device, but lots of users want the convenience of transferring their data over. So for people who do a restore, they inherit this bad battery issue where it just drains like a swamp that's had the drain pulled on it. So we've posted a video up. That video will show you what to do to fix the battery issue. And once you make these quick changes, man, life is good again. The battery lasts for hours and hours, and it is a much longer life battery.
Well, we'll refer to that video, of course. But generally speaking, one thing you can do is get rid of the location services on a lot of your apps. That seems to drain a lot of power.
Location data, it's constantly pinging to find where you are. And every time every app does that, it actually takes battery life to do that. So it's not a good idea, unless it's something that absolutely needs to be on, to have location services turned on for those apps.
And what else should you do?
Go into your settings and look at notifications. Once you go into notifications, turn off all the unnecessary notifications. Sure, you want to know if you missed a phone call, but all of these apps send you notifications to your screen. Those notifications, every time they are used, take battery power.
You say Apple really messed up with Apple Maps. They kind of look weird. They're not accurate. What do you suggest we do about that?
Apple really took this one out a little bit early. Unfortunately, their relationship with Google fell apart, and Apple came up with their own mapping program. And they're relying on you and me to fix it. That's called crowdsourcing. Anytime we find a mistake, they want us to report it. That's not very user-friendly. So we've got a solution. First of all, we posted a video on the WTOP page for Data Doctors. Just search it out. That shows you what the fix is. And this is a really awesome fix. And it's downloading the Bing app. For all you commuters in the Washington, D.C. area, Bing gives you public transit routes by foot, which you don't get with Apple Maps. Very unfriendly for commuters that use public transit and walk.
I was going to ask you if there is a Google Maps app.
So you can go to maps.google.com and then add a link to your home screen. Again, it's not as user-friendly as if you went and downloaded the Bing app. We are really big fans of the Bing app. It's become the go-to replacement in the last several days since iOS 6 came out.
Now, local is a huge thing for Google in terms of advertising dollars. At this point in this war between these two, does it seem that Google loses by not being on iPhones anymore?
I think in the short term, Google loses. From what I've read and everything that I understand, there will be a Google app for the iPhone by Christmas.
That's Spanky of the Data Doctor. See the videos he mentioned at WTOP.com. Search Data Doctors.